Come on. Calm down. It's going to be impossible to get your measurements if you keep squirming around so much. Honestly, there's no reason to make all this fuss. Fine. Throw your little tantrum. I'll just wait until you tire yourself out. Who exactly are you calling for, dear? There's no help for you down here. Only me. Would you please stop screaming? It doesn't sound very pleasant. I prefer a nice, quiet ambiance. It helps me think. I see. You require some assistance. No matter. I can whip up a hood for you in no time. Nice and tight against your face. Especially your mouth. Of course, it might make it difficult for you to breathe, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. Oh, seems you won't need that hood after all. Wonderful. Now I can get started. Please, try and remain calm. I know it's difficult, but try and stay as still as you possibly can. I didn't go through all this trouble just to end up where I started. I told you I want your measurements. Well, you can hardly make clothing for humans without having a human to work from. It's just common sense. I am a seamstress, yes. But more than that, I am an artist. I refuse to work with anything but the best. And the best is you. A real, live model. I can't tell you how excited I am. Now, hold still. I know. I'm sorry about that. I'm sure it's very inconvenient for you. Of course. I'm not going to keep you, silly thing. I'm only borrowing you for a bit. It could be worse. I could have taken you for other things. If only humans didn't taste so disgusting. Like spoiled meat. Not you, I'm sure. But I have no interest in finding out. I only wish to create. And you, sweet human, will be my muse. I'm going to sell them. Through an intermediary, of course. I have every confidence that they will be a smash success. Strong and durable, yet soft as silk. And above all, beautiful to behold. Why do you care what I want the money for? Are only dragons allowed to desire coin? I simply have a taste for the finer things. Is that such a crime? More like a curse, really. Why can't I be like everyone else? Satisfied with the scraps life has to offer. Well, of course I've tried. But every human I approached ran away before they could even begin to hear what I had to say. A few of them even tried to stab at me. Which was incredibly rude, by the way. I was only asking a question. As if it's my fault I'm a giant spider. I had no desire to hurt them. They were too prejudiced to listen. But I don't. In fact, most of us are entirely harmless. And you're made of meat. Armorless meat. It's not surprising that a few of them are going to try. I'm not saying that they should. I'm just saying, we're hardly your biggest threat. Most of us rarely venture up from the caves. Now, why do you think that is? Because you humans are so easily frightened into violence. It's an act of self-preservation more than anything. You never bothered to ask. None of you did. Yet here you are, acting like a victim. I already told you that I'm sorry. And I didn't have to do that. Stop raising your voice at me. It's not like I hurt you or anything. I didn't even envenomate you. Even when you wouldn't stop hitting me with your fists. But I didn't, did I? I am sorry that I frightened you. I didn't mean to upset you, but there was really no way to avoid it. You wouldn't listen to what I had to say. Because of all the screaming, you wouldn't have even been able to hear it. This really was the best way. Even if I let you go right this moment, it would be at least a day before we were out of the caves, and a day more just to reach the outskirts of the village. But I'm tired, human. These 8 legs can only walk so far before they need to rest. And then I've rarely traveled so far before, or nearly as quickly. I'll need at least a week to recover my strength. Perhaps even 2 or 3. There's really no way to know at this point. You'd rather I let you go now, then, without a guide. What an extremely unwise idea. We're miles from the entrance, human, and you really don't want to stumble across any of my neighbors. It isn't friendly to your kind down here. I'm the most hospitable of the bunch, I think. Not that I'd wager you'd want to verify that for me. And then there's the dark. If it weren't for these fireflies, you wouldn't be able to see a thing. And their light only extends so far. You simply aren't meant for these subterranean conditions. It isn't safe down here for a soft-bodied, fleshy little thing like you. That's why I'm here. To protect you. Until such a time as I release you back into the wild. Of course I'll escort you, my dear. Anything less would be tantamount to murder. But you must promise to behave for me. Can you do that? Pretty please. Wonderful. Oh, I can't wait to finally get my business started. I'm gonna buy so many delightful things. It can use as much help as it can get. Maybe a tapestry for that wall over there. The ones on the surface come in so many beautiful colors. Or maybe a painting or two. Oh, no, I know what I'll get. A standing rack to hold all of my glorious creations. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Now, tell me, how do you feel about hats? Because I have this idea.